This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
I want to take a moment to address a question that I'm asked so often on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, a question that we've addressed in the Christian Research Journal, and a question that I address in the complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, and that is, how could Pharaoh be morally responsible if God hardened his heart? This is a question that brings into view the issues of predestination and free will. The Apostle Paul explicitly says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. That, of course, begs the question, if God determined to harden Pharaoh's heart, then how is God just in holding Pharaoh morally responsible for his sins? Well, though God promised Moses that he would harden Pharaoh's heart, the Exodus account underscores the fact that Pharaoh was responsible for hardening his own heart. Furthermore, far from hardening Pharaoh's heart in a direct or deterministic fashion, God presented Pharaoh with ample opportunity to either repent or continue in rebellion. Every time God showed Pharaoh mercy, every time he removed a plague from Egypt, Pharaoh responded in stubborn disobedience. As such, God's mercy was the occasion for the hardening of Pharaoh's heart. One final point is this. In dealing with these issues, the Apostle Paul begins with a presupposition that God judges all men justly. And he emphasizes the fact that people like Pharaoh are prepared for destruction because that is ultimately what they will. Every time God provides an opportunity to repent, like Pharaoh, they harden their hearts in disobedience and unbelief. Of one thing we can be absolutely certain, when we stand in the great assize with people from every tongue and tribe and language and people and nation, we will not be able to say, I had no choice. Your choices will and do, in fact, matter.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.